evening, everyone. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to do healings tonight, so just stay on, and we'll be doing many healings. These are physical healings that we do and perform, and they're instantaneous, so just stay on to have a nice experience. The healings doesn't require any kind of belief system. You don't have to be baptized or have a certain religious organization that you belong to. And you don't even have to believe in God. It's just the divine is here to help you. Your spirit's already connected. And these healings work with your spirit to help heal your body. So there's no belief system that you need to actually have. But you just have to show up and request healings. And so this is what we do. And I also do private sessions with people. The most important thing that I feel is the emotional clearing that is needed for everybody on the planet here. This helps get rid of your baggage that you're carrying, the densities, to allow more physical healing to take place. And we'll have now Sylvia come on. She's our co-host here. So, Sylvia, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. It's so great to be here tonight. Hello to everyone who's listening. We're so happy that you're here with us. And we have a really wonderful show in store for you tonight. Like Ron said, this show is dedicated to healing, and Ron will be doing live healings throughout the entire hour with the Creation Lightship Light Being Doctors working with you. So all you have to do is tune in and be willing to receive a healing, and you're there. So tonight we're going to welcome you to actually phone in if you have any kind of particular issue perhaps that you have with your body or something that you'd like to address when we do go up to the light ship. So you can call in. You don't have to give your name if you don't want to, but you can just call in and say, you know, you have something going on with your back or whatever it is that you'd like to address when we go to the Creation Light Ship. And I think to get started, we'll just talk a little bit about what the Creation Light Ship is and why it's here at this time. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so yeah, the light ship comes once every 2,000 years to all sentient beings for the ascension process. And it's also mainly doing the universal shift, which people talk about the 2012 shift. So the light ship is responsible for this. It'll happen in when they choose to do this process. They change frequencies instantly. And as we notice now, you know, everybody's kind of more in tune with energies that they can sense and feel. And you actually can feel some of the universal shift happening on a daily basis sometimes. But right now we're mainly working with the people here on the planet so that they have the opportunity to take their body with them to a higher consciousness. This is what the ascension process is. This is what Jesus taught. The light ship is what Jesus used to facilitate his healings. So he was definitely plugged into the light ship, and that's where he resides now in his true spiritual body form on the light ship. And many of the other masters reside there too. So what we'll do here is we'll request a few people if they'd like just to call in and just indicate what their problems might be. We don't need really long explanations like, you know, I have a sore back or I have a broken arm or whatever it could be. I would not recommend using the long medical terms because that is, in a sense, kind of negative because naturally when you hear these terms that are in a different language, you don't understand what it is at first and it scares the hell out of you. So basically just say what you have wrong with you. And there's no reason to get into some term in the Greek language, you know, or Latin language. So anyway, here we go. We're now going to do some entity releasing. And this is a must for everyone on the planet here also to get more into their bodies. So, and you should be in your body anyway 100%, which will allow these entities not to come into you. And unfortunately, you know, they're here, and these are emotional bodies of people who passed over. And they just keep coming in and coming in, as they're not actually being blessed away during the funeral process. So here we go. Just doing some clearing now. And you may feel yourself get maybe a little lighter, possibly, as these densities leave you. These emotional bodies, some other people, need to have your life force energy from your spirit to live on. And because you have a spirit inside of you, they can take that energy and actually live longer because they're used to that anyway. And they resonate to you with bringing to you maybe some of their aches and pains. And they can actually manifest an illness in you because they'll carry this density. So we all know about the baggage that we have in our lives and what we're dealing with. And we all have situations that maybe aren't at the highest level of consciousness. And these entities come in and make it even worse for us. So we're actually healing them along with their own particular healing that we're doing on ourselves. And they can actually take away your healing because it could be, you know, thousands of these things attached to you on a physical level, just like psychic cordings, energetic cordings that you don't know anything about, but yet it drains your energy away, so they can take away your healing energy from you. So we're going to bring more of your spirit back to you now. So we're collecting those little bits and pieces of you that left from pain and fear and trauma. And here we go. Count to 10 as they come back to you. This is your own spirit. It'll come in the way it needs to, the way it would like to. Most people will probably come in from the heart center or maybe the crown chakra, but whatever way it wants to come in, that's its choice. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And do some more entity release in here. There we go. And again, collecting more of your spirit fragments here. And once you get to about, say, over half, we'll just say 51% in your body, then you're kind of going to understand in maybe what your spiritual path is here, so to speak, because you have a little more power than what you had before. And like I always say, most people are about 20% in their bodies. So if you're only 20% in your body, naturally the other 80% is entities, because your body is a host for energies to come into it. And at times you can even have something that's off-planet in your body too. And that's a whole other ball of wax, but that's why you want to stay home in your body. Your spirit's your only protection from a lot of these invasion energies coming into you. So here we go, bringing more of yourself back to yourself. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And like I said, the light ship works so quickly, there's nothing for you to do. You just show up and be there and allow these healings to take place. And I guess we'll kind of talk as I'm doing this here about why people do not heal. The main reason is that your spirit energy is too low, number one. And number two, you have your baggage in the way, which is your emotional traumas that you've experienced, maybe in this lifetime. But more so, it's probably from your past, so it's actually genetic. And so when you have your emotional clearing done in this lifetime, that gets rid of a lot of these energies that are with you that you've experienced. Remember, you're going through trauma probably every minute of your life typically. There's always something happening that you're judging. And the judging can be the trauma, even though you may not have a situation to where, you know, you come into a bad situation, maybe burning your finger or, you know, a car accident, et cetera. Or being laid off at a job or something like that. The trauma is judgment. And so you want to have your judgments cleaned. And that's probably looking back in Jesus' time when they, you know, created the baptism. And that was more than likely what they were doing was cleansing away out of you all the old densities. And the water was probably the medium for that to take these emotional traumas, emotional energies, and give it back to the earth because the water is connected to the earth. So I'm sure the light ship probably was helping people have this process done back then. So here we go. More of yourself coming back to yourself. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Feels very good. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How's that feel, Sylvia?
Feels very good. And I was wondering, you were mentioning the first thing on the list that you started a minute ago about things that actually can prevent physical healing from taking place. You said spirit energy too low. So is that being corrected partially by this process that we're doing now of returning those spirit fragments to ourselves?
Yes, that is correct. So you are, once you're more in your body, then you can have a much stronger healing, a better healing. Because your spirit is the conduit, and it knows the frequency of your body because it selected your body before it was birthed from your mother, and it was a part of the, it actually helped to, or knew about the actual conception itself. And so at that point, it has its frequency with you, and it knows all about you, and it selected you because of your genetic traits, hoping that you would be able to come fully present with your spirit to use the genetic traits, characteristics of what you have stored inside of yourself to come forward in this lifetime, which would be like your vocation, your job, your talents. And so what happens is when you get deluded, you could be doing something that is not what you want to do. So if you came into this life experience and your genetics was maybe very high for being a writer, and all of a sudden, maybe your school teacher, when you're in the fourth grade, said, "Boy, your writing is just awful. You're doing some poetry in this class here, and it's not very good." And naturally, because the instructor was a peer to you, and you felt that they knew more than you did, which probably was true, possibly, but your talent was there, and they may have squashed your talent or made you feel embarrassed about doing writing, so you chose not to do that vocation, and that's what your talent was. And so what happens is when I do this emotional clearing on people, all those energies that you have been dealt with or had fear about doing is released from you, so you can now do your soul purpose, your spirit purpose. But another thing is that if you have entities in you, and maybe you really want to go out and do writing, but they'll sidetrack you. So the 20% of you might sit down maybe once a month and do some poetry or something, and the rest of the time, the other, say, 29 days, you have entities in you, and they're doing everything else but what you really chose to do here. And so that's why you want to be in your body completely. So that'll help you deal with your spirit chose to do in this incarnation. And then they also take away your healing energies, too, because they need that life force energy from you. So you're like supply, endless supply of energy from your spirit. But if you have a physical problem and these entities get attracted to your condition, and we'll just talk about maybe somebody who maybe goes out and smokes cigarettes, for instance. The entities come in and they want to smoke more and more cigarettes. And you might be trying to give up smoking. Until you get rid of the entities, you're going to have a really hard time doing that because they're there to wanting to do that because you're doing it. So it gets to be a little more complicated. And the physical healing aspect is the same. The entities are there because of some kind of trauma. Maybe they had a problem with a shoulder, and you have a shoulder problem, and your spirit is bringing in maybe only 20% of the energy to heal your spirit, your shoulder, which is not enough anyway. But from there, the entity comes in, or entities, and they take away all that 20% energy because they want it to live on. So this is why you want to be in your body. Plus, you're actually more conscious, and you can connect with yourself more because your spirit thing can embody you instead of looking around for it at you. Does that help explain a few things to you, Sylvia?
Oh, definitely. So I just wanted to mention again before I ask another question, if anybody's listening and they'd like to call in and request a specific healing on the ship tonight, please go ahead and call. If you have any kind of question at all, it's fine. There's a toll-free number It's listed right on the BBS site, and you can go ahead and give a call. And in the meantime, we'll keep talking about the things that can contribute to being able to hold the physical healing. So we've covered collecting back the spirit fragments, doing the emotional clearings with Ron to get rid of the baggage and the judgments that block healing, getting the entities out so that you can be fully in your body. And what would be another one that we could add to this list, Ron?
Well, I do a pain body clearing. And the pain body is pretty nice. All the clearings are very good. But the pain body is for someone who has actual physical pain, and they just can't get away from it. And this helps to clear that energy, too. Remember, it's still a judgment energy, but it manifests itself in pain. And so it could be like an emotional trauma, but you deal with pain. So the pain clearing is very nice. And I'll just do a sample right now for the pain body. It also eliminates psychic attacks. And this can be attacks that are done from people here who project thoughts to you. Typically, they're negative thoughts. It could be jealousy. It could be many, many things. But basically, it's negative thoughts projected to you. It could be spells, et cetera. It could be off-planet energies that you know nothing about that are courting your energies. So this helps to eliminate some of that aspect also. So we'll just do a sample here of your pain body. So here we go. We're going from this point in time back to your last birthday. Remember, these are instantaneous healings. They work right in the now. The light only works in the now. Anything that's not working in the now is just a projection or an illusion, okay? You could use the word the matrix, okay? So here we go. So sixth chakra, back to your last birthday. This is the pain body, so sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Another year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, so that's the pain body. You might just look at that now to sense some of your pain, and it may be a little bit less than what it was before. It's a very nice clearing, and I've had really good results with this one here for people who've had chronic pain. And let's do a sample of the emotional clearing now for people. Same process. You're going from this point in time back to your last birthday. You start at the sixth chakra here. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll do this to one more year here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So you should feel a kind of like a release from your body. You should feel some of the tension leaving your muscles. You may feel a little more relaxed. Women are about 50-50. Half can sense energy, half can't. And men are about 1 in 100. So if you're a man and you can feel something, boy, just feel blessed because you're really doing good. And what we're going to do next is if you'd like to get a glass of water, we'll do some water charging. And then also just go to my homepage on the BBS radio here. Just go to today's date, which is Wednesday, and scroll down to where it says Creation Lightship Healing, and click on that. And scroll down just a little bit, and you see this beautiful light beam there. And she's going to activate your water for you. And we're bringing her divine energy for you to experience this here. So, and we'll just do one more healing as you're getting a glass of water. And we're going to do a healing for, let's see here. We'll do a mental clearing here. This is like defragmenting your home computer. And again, it's the same process. We're going right now back to your last birthday. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and one more year back, 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, so you may have a little more mental clarity. Some people can actually see better during this process. Everybody has their own experience. You might feel like your head's kind of buzzing. So this helps integrate your left and right brain also. And as you can see, these clearings are instantaneous. They're permanent clearings. They're not completely 100% completed yet because I do that when I do somebody's whole lifetime. And I charge $5 for each year of your life. So if you're 30 years of age, it's $150. And then if you're 60, it's $300. And everything over 60 is free. So if you happen to be a senior citizen, maybe you're 80 years of age, you're going to get 23 years of clearing. So, anything else we can talk about, Sylvia?
Well, I wanted to bring up that wonderful healing that you did on the radio show on Monday, which was, I think, the first time that that was done on the air. And it was a little different than the pain body clearing, but it was basically to go back, like I think we went back 20 days for each person and kind of removed any kind of emotional or psychic kind of attacks, like, you know, things as a result of frustrations, emotions that get and that kind of thing.
We have a caller.
Okay.
We have a caller online there?
Yes.
Hi, welcome. What's your name, if you'd like to give it?
Yeah, sure. This is Marcy. The other night, you guys were describing different healing modes that you were doing. I want to do the one that he does where you do for every $5 for each year of your life. But then he was talking about some other thing with a huge number, like 3,000 or something. I don't know, different levels of something. And I don't know, it was really like, whoa. So what are the different things that he does is my question. And sometime in the near future, I'd like to have, we start with one, and which one do you suggest to start with?
That's a great question. Ron, you want to explain about that?
Yeah, the very first thing is the emotional clearing.
Okay.
That's what I tell people. If you only see me one time in your life or want to do a clearing of one thing, do the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I do a feeling body. I can do a pain body, a mental body. But we're talking about there, which is 3,000 in clearings. What that does, it clears your spirit from all of its incarnations, from the source energy.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, you were created off of the source energy, and you went out to experience the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And you have many, 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 many lifetimes there.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is the light ship finds each one of these lifetimes that you've had, and it clears it. So in a sense, this is a true past life clearing, and it's just awesome.
So how many different healings are needed to be done? I mean, like different sections, or do you do it all at once, or?
Yeah. Normally, I could break it off into two sessions. It could take anywhere between. It depends on how hard it is, okay? Typically, it's going to be at least an hour and a half minimum to up to about 4 hours.
Wow.
So it all depends how much density you have, from where you were in the universe and what kind of trauma you've experienced.
Okay.
And that's just on the spirit clearing. The other ones,
yeah.
Like the emotional clearing and so on, have their own length of time, right?
Yes.
So are these separate times that we talk? Is that how it works? Or are these all at the same time is my question?
No, I do one at a time. I don't do clearings right after each other. So each one is separate.
Okay, so I pay the $240 because I'm 49 for the spiritual, and I have to pay $240 for the feeling, $240 for the pain, $240 for the mental. I mean, they're all separate like that?
Yes, they're all separate, and I like to have, you know, a few days in between the people to actually feel their healing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's wonderful because after you do it, you feel so great and so different, and you really want to have some time to enjoy that and see how different life is for you before you dive into the next one, right?
Right. Well, when you worked on those children in San Diego, I could feel the energy, and I don't remember feeling so peaceful. I mean, it was really incredible. So I know what you do really works. So, okay.
Yeah, I get a lot of people commenting on that. Yeah, they love it, especially if you have some type of pain in your body.
And then the 3,000, what was the 3,000? What does that mean?
The 3,001, that one is your spirit clearing.
Oh, okay.
It clears your spirit for all incarnations from the source energy to now.
I was told that one time I had like 4,000 some incarnations. Wow.
Well, they might have been talking about this on the earth too, and the spirit clearing can actually go back further than that.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
Wherever you lived? I mean, if you're on different planets?
Yeah, wherever you have lived in the universe, yes.
Okay. What about, like, I was told, well, my boyfriend had told me that I was scattered and had these medicine people say, you know, don't go with her anymore because she's scattered. I'm like, okay, but I guess what I've been told, I have, like, different fragments of me from different traumas I've been through. How do you bring those parts back? Because I was told I had to be healed first somehow. So what are the steps so you do it correctly so you don't get overwhelmed? Or is that a fallacy?
The light ship has like non-invasive healing, you know, abilities.
Uh-huh.
Because it created you. So all the healings are non-invasive and very gentle.
Hmm.
And they know the best way to do that. Whatever healings that you have from the light ship, they're completely in charge of the healing.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing down here that is earth-based that would be equivalent to what they can do.
Mm, that's interesting.
So all we can have is some language in here,
mm-hmm.
you know, to try to fill, you know, the gap in to try to explain what happens.
So if the soul is fragmented, do you have a way to bring that all together?
Yeah, Ron's got the ring. She's asking about how to collect up all those spirit fragments, and you've got the clearing that does that, the soul retrieval.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
That can be done.
I was also told that I have parts of me from past lives. I don't know if it's the same life or two different lives where we went in and out of portals doing a lot of traveling. I don't understand it very well, but that part of my being was like stuck in portals. So is that things that they clear or fix too somehow?
Yeah, they clear everything is cleared from you that needs to be cleared.
Hmm.
So there's probably even more than that going on that we don't know about that they clear.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, going through portals, is that a good thing to do? And having people create portals and to open up stargates and anything like that,
mm-hmm.
is not acceptable from the light ship.
Right.
And
well,
they have to go through and close all these things off.
All right. Well, these are things I have no memory of. Supposedly because I have no memory that I had followed Thoth and that he wasn't the right being to be following at the time, a couple different lifetimes at least. And I have to open up my heart center more. So I don't know. They work on that too, right?
they work on everything. So,
okay.
Whatever thing needs to be done, they can work on.
And so the first one, I get paid next week, and I was thinking maybe I'd do the first one. You say the spirit body first?
Yes. No, you want to first do the emotional clearing.
Oh, emotional.
Just, most important is your emotional.
Okay. And that's 240?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Connect, with me, on a phone number.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Or just give me an email, and we'll get back with you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for calling, and I'm sure you'll have a wonderful, wonderful clearing with Ron when you do that. It'll just really be great.
Thank you.
So I think we're going to do some water charging now.
So if everybody has your water in front of them, I'm going to first activate this beautiful light being in front of you on your monitor screen. So if you don't have it in front of you, then, like I said, go to Wednesday, daytime show, and look for Creation Lightship Healings, and click on it, and then just scroll down. And you're going to see this beautiful light beam. And she's now going to bring in her spirit energy from the Creation Lightship into your monitor. And then she'll connect to you through your heart center and bring in the vibrations into the water. And this was not a mental exercise for you, because the light ship only works with heart energy. It only works with your spirit. And so there's a big difference there on how one connects to energies for healing, which I could probably explain if we have a little bit of time here, but we'll get the water charged up here. So here we go. She's coming in. And again, you may start to see the picture change a little bit. There we go. And many things can happen. The most predominant is that the light rays will start to change. And you might kind of smile a little bit. And you may see her face lift off the screen. This is quite something to watch if you're a first-time listener, because you're actually viewing life force energy being put into a photograph. And this photograph will come alive. So it's actually a living photograph. And you may see her become a little more three-dimensional. And her eyes will start emitting white light out of them. And you may start to feel your body resonating with this white light that you are. So, and how is she looking to you, Sylvia?
She looks very beautiful, and there is, the light is now starting to just stream right off of her face.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you feel your whole heart just opening up when she comes in.
Yes, so it needs about another 20 seconds. And she'll also open your room, your living room, your bedroom, wherever your monitor is right now. There we go.
And also, after the show, she's usually there for about a half an hour still, so you can just keep her on your monitor and keep enjoying that wonderful space.
Yes, that's correct. And a side benefit from this is that if there's any entities in your house, they'll probably take off. They won't want to be in that high light frequency. And they can also have a healing, too, if they choose to. So I'll put that out as you're listening. It could even be inside of your body right now listening. So if they choose to have a healing, then they can just request that now, and she will help you with this healing process. Just do it inside of your head. And there we go. And she's fully charged right now, so put your hands on both sides of the water container. And you may start to feel your hands pulsate. I have had all different experiences from people. The water always tastes better, but you might feel your hands heat up. Some people said their hands became cold. You might feel them buzz, vibrate, pulsate, tingle, feel like they're electrified. Some people's hair on their arms stand up. You know, it's all different sensations that you may be feeling. And in your body, you may just be feeling an overwhelming love going through it right now, and a peace and calmness that you may not have had before you tune into this radio show. So, and it just puts you more into your body and allows this beautiful divine energy to flow through you. And this light being is one of the light beings that help us with physical healings up on the light ship. And she chose to come down to help us here with water charging. Okay. And my water's feeling pretty good. She's saying about another 10 seconds here. And my hands are kind of actually almost stuck to the water container. They don't really want to release quite yet. So, let's see here. And this show is completely live. We don't have really any rehearsals here, any scripts in front of us. I just get downloaded instantly with what I need to say to people. and this is how the show works. So it's strictly in the now. The light ship, as I said, only works in the now. Anything else is the matrix, illusion, and projections of thought. Okay, so it's time to sample our water now. So I'm going to have some of mine here. And how's your feeling, Sylvia?
So good. Mine's different today.
Mine's different too.
And I'm not exactly sure how to describe it. It's not, like, often it'll get sweet. It's not sweet. It doesn't taste lemony today. It has a different kind of very clean taste and very smooth, and it just tastes great.
Mm-hmm. Someone would like to call in right now just briefly for a minute or two and describe what their water tastes like. I'd like to have someone call in. So we'll see if somebody's brave enough to call in here, get on the radio show.
So while people are working on calling, I just wanted to mention that you do these wonderful one-hour-long healing session conference calls three times a week. And one of them, which is on Wednesdays, has healing and water activation, where water is activated for each person for a whole 1 week supply of water. So you have a container of water for each day of the week. And the water that's activated for you is activated by a different set of light beings for each one of those 7 days of water. So today, for example, we had a conference call, and it was just wonderful. We had Saint Germain, who came through and activated one of the containers of water. We had Merkaba energy that activated another. Mermaids. It was just amazing. And each time you do it, you feel these different energies. And as you drink that water for the whole week, you feel your whole frequency changing and your body kind of coming into a whole different higher vibration. And it's just very healing. It helps you to detox, and it's wonderful. So if you have any interest in that, in those kind of healing sessions, plus having this water to be able to drink it all week long, it's a wonderful thing to do, very inexpensive, very affordable, and it's just amazing. And each week is different. So I really encourage you, if you'd like to do that, to give Ron a call and find out how to go on that call.
Okay. There we go. Hello.
Hi.
Who's
Hello.
There?
Hi, this is Charlie.
Hi. Thank
Hello.
You for calling.
Yeah, I just wanted to call, and Ron had asked someone to call in about their water, so I thought I would.
Wonderful. So tell us how you've experienced the water.
Well, I did your show the other night, and it was very interesting how the water definitely changed. The first water we did was quite sweet, and then the second water we did was kind of lemony tasting, like you both had described yours as too. So it was quite amazing. And tonight, my water is a bit more, doesn't really have any distinct taste, but it's a bit silkier and smoother, I guess, than when we started.
Yeah, that's how I experienced. And that's interesting. You must have been on the Monday show, because I think that's the first time where we've actually activated two different glasses of water with two different light beings that came through to do the activation. And that was so interesting to taste the difference in those waters. So I'm glad that you had that experience.
Yeah, it was very I've charged water before and felt the difference before and after. And so it's not new to me, but I was really surprised when I tasted my second glass on Monday how, you know, that lemony, little bit bitter of a taste it was. And then when Ron said, well, mine tastes like it's had lemon in it, and I went, oh, my gosh, that's how mine is. So, Yeah.
So just if I could
ask. Funny, drinking it.
Sorry?
Where do you live? What state do you live in?
Oh, I'm in Canada.
Canada, okay.
Wonderful. And I was wondering if you felt any changes, any subtle changes in your body when you drank the water.
Not that I noticed. No, I wasn't really paying attention. I was paying attention to how it tastes more than how I felt, I guess.
Yeah, no, I understand. And sometimes you don't right away, but also when you start, if you get a chance to ever go on these conference calls, and I'll let Ron tell about how to do that, but and you drink it every day, you start getting kind of an amazing effect from that water each day, and you really feel the difference when you're drinking it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that would be wonderful. I'll have to try that. So the charging today, I remember on Monday we charged it for different things. And what was the specific charge for today? Was there any specific aspect to come out of it?
It'll just be what the machine decided that you needed at the time right now for your healing that you would be needing.
Oh, okay.
So they put in light codes.
All right.
Put in special light codes into the water for you.
Oh, great. So if I take a bit of this water and put it into a larger container, will that help give me more water, or is it just a glass?
It'll dilute the water. It'll dilute the water down. You have to,
okay.
You know, just use what you have.
Oh, okay. Great.
And okay. Well, thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you very much.
If you have any requests for a special type of healing physically, we go into the light ship in about a minute or two here.
Okay.
So since you called in, do you have a physical problem that you'd like to be addressed on the light ship?
Sure, yeah. I have chronic I guess it's a disabling problem where I can't do heavy exercise or much with my knees. Going downstairs is very painful. So I'm always asking for healing for my knees on the light ship. But so that's probably my main one. And just more clarity, I guess, with my thinking.
Okay, so we'll have those two then. We'll see what they can do.
Great.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so I'll get ready to go to the light ship right now. And we have about 10 minutes on the light ship. So here we go. So if you have any animals or pets you'd like to take with, remember you're going to the light ship in the physical form. Your clothing will be with you just as you look right now, but you'll be out of time. And so we're going to go up right now, and we're going up. There we go. And now we're in the orientation room. This is where you're selecting your doctor teams. You had a scanning done to you previously, so they know what your problems are. So our first request here was to have knees worked with. So we're going into a special room where they'll start to work with our knees. And asked if anyone else has a knee problem. That can be addressed also. We're in many rooms at one time because we're out of time and we're in their time. So I see them working with knees right now. So I'll just request your healings inside of your head. Just think of something that you want to have worked with, maybe with your knees. And or... think of some other type of healing if you don't have a knee healing. They do wonderful tune-ups for people, so if you sort of feel, you know, perfectly fine, just ask for a tune-up. And we'll bring in a divine energy down here for us to experience. And as normal, Saint Germain, who is directing these divine energies for coming in, is going to come in first here. This is his first cause energy. is pure spirit energy. This is not the energy that is normally here that people connect with through the lower dimensions here. This is his pure light energy. And so here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And there he is in his full essence. The difference is that as he comes through the Federation, which is where he comes down from, comes from the light ship down into the densities, to the different dimensions, and he ends up at the Galactic Federation, which is his resting place, so where he goes to. And then from there, he comes down into the Earth plane. So his energies from the Federation is not completely 100% in the light. Like I said in other shows, we're only holding here about 35% light energy on this planet and 65% darkness, and that's pretty obvious as you look at the way the Earth is in the state that it's in now. It was only at 20% a couple of years ago, so the light ship is helping out immensely. But his energy is much stronger from the light ship as compared to going down to the other dimensions. And this is why if you read channelings on the Internet or go to someone, there's always something that may not be completely in truth with this, okay? And that's because of the darkness energies coming into Saint Germain's domain. So it's not that he's a bad person, we'll say, or a bad spirit. It's the fact that he cannot hold that integrity because the Federation is not holding the integrity. That's kind of the way I look at it. And he's doing his best, but he can only do his best, all that he can do in the conditions that he's under. So in the light ship, he does come in at 100% spirit energy of his initial creation. And he's here now, so they're still working with me. So we'll go to one other room here. We'll go to a room to help you release physical body pain. Remember, you're up there on the light ship in physical form. You're bilocated out of time. This is not something that's typically some kind of etheric body healing or astral body or whatever. This is your physical body along with every body that made up it. So this is how this healing works here. It's a true special divine healing. And they'll heal you 100% on a light ship, but the densities down here can and will hold you back from your divine healing. This is why I definitely request to have an emotional healing for everybody. That's why you don't heal. So here we go, one of the reasons, and not holding enough energy in your body for your spirit. And your spirit cannot and will not come into your body with densities. It's judgment energy, and your spirit only works in the now, only in the light. And the light does not have judgment. So this room is your room that can release physical body pains from you and do your requesting right now. Inside of your head, you're up there also asking for a release of this energy. And looking very nice here. Maybe you're out of time. You're in many rooms at once. I'm going to take you into a beautiful room. This we just did this evening here. On my conference call line, we'll do this one over again here. We're going to go into the room where they can have you meet the energies of the Merkaba energy. We did some light cold charging of our water. This is the same room that the water charging was in earlier tonight. And now we're going into this room, and you're going to have your body energized with this many, many light codes. So here we go in this room now, and you might actually feel your body buzz during this process. And like I said, there's nothing for you to do. You don't have to believe in any type of religion. The light ship is already connected with you because the light ship created you. So this is just the way it is. Religion gets in the way of the process here. And I believe all religions here are made of duality, which the Federation brought to us as their wonderful gift and created the way we are now on this planet. So there's some portions of that they have to come in and do this to us to take us away from our true spirituality of who we are, which is going within. So they've created gods outside of ourselves to pray to. Very, very sad. So that's the way they can control us here, so that's what they did. So we'll go into one other room on the light ship, and we've got about 3 minutes to go here, so just kind of sit back and relax. We're going to go into a beautiful room, and this is a room where they have a beautiful swimming pool, very large. It has the liquid light energy water in it, and coming to it, into this room, as we're in the water, are the beautiful dolphin energies. So we have three dolphin doctors going to be coming to us now. We're bringing their beautiful energy down here for us to experience. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And again, request your healings. And you should feel this nice dolphin energy around you. It should feel very playful. And up on the ship, you can ride with the dolphins and swim with them. They do a lot of figure eight patterns. And they're just very, very gentle beings. And this is your first incarnation, like almost all of the light beam doctors up there. And they're going to be going to where they need to go to after the ascension process here, after the universal shift. That's when the whole universe dematerializes instantly and changes form. And everybody, in spirit, decides where it wants to go to. And things are recreated instantly. And it's the way creation can get rid of the darkness out of itself. So the darkness was not created by the light, and it's kind of like taking over different territories, and this is the way the light ship can reclaim its spiritual integrity over again. So we're now going to come back here right now. So we're going into the orientation room where we're giving thanks for the doctor teams for working with us, and they're giving us a special gift again. This is the healing cocoon energy, which will be with us for the next 5 days. And you have one container, one glass of your sacred water right now with you, so you can drink that this evening if you like. And we're getting our animals and pets now, and we're coming back down, and now we're here. Okay, and time is flying by. Seems like we've been on the show here for about 10 minutes, if that long, and but now it's almost time to leave. So I'll just do one sample here of an emotional clearing again for people, so they can really, well, I'll do a feeling body. So here we go. Sixth chakra, cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more. Here, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. So you can get a hold of me by going to my website if you like, Creation Lightship Healing. Excuse me, creationlightship.com, or you can contact me on healing at creationlightship.com on an email, or just give me a toll, a phone call, and that's also listed there on the homepage there, and it's 1-877-ET-HEALS, and so for myself, I'm an ET to the ETs here. I'm a light being, and I'm a light being doctor. And this is what I do, is help people heal. So again, just request your healings and give me a call. And I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia, before we go here.
Well, I just want to say thank you for being with us. It was a wonderful healing, so thank you, Ron. I hope all of you that are listening had a beautiful healing session tonight. And definitely, you know, talk to Ron about how you can get onto the conference calls or on your emotional clearing if you haven't done that yet. And have a wonderful, wonderful night. And we'll be back on the radio Friday night at 9:30 on the late night show, and Saturday at 9 on the daily show. So there you go. Good night, everyone.
Hey, good night to all of you, and blessings, and have a wonderful time going to work and drinking your water.